Today is June 6, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment. Factory sites made by filling. Provisions for small factory sites is now being made by filling in an area between the Railroad Y and the old Chehalis Logging Company spur track west of the Grace Harbor Lumber Company by the Port Dredge. The work follows the recommendation of P.J. Morant to the Commercial Club several weeks ago after he had investigated the practicability of bulkheading large areas and filling in out of the harbor lines. The Port Dredge is engaged in widening the harbor channel from 200 to 300 feet. In other news, drunkenness is biggest feature of police report. 357 persons were booked at the local police station during the month of May, and fines collected and forfeitures amounted to $2,557.50, according to a report issued today by Police Chief George Dean in Aberdeen. The statement will be submitted to the City Council at the regular meeting Wednesday night. 139 of the arrested were charged with drunkenness and 126 taken on traffic violation charges. 11 men applied for sleeping quarters at the jail and 16 were arrested for gambling. 5 liquor raids were made. The inmates of the jail were served 1,316 meals. Burglars got $600 in 6 burglaries, and in one of the robberies, a quantity of narcotics was taken. 3 violent deaths occurred in May. In other news, rules against killing of pigeons holes. Band-tailed pigeons are protected by federal law as well as state, and therefore no state or county official can ever give legal permission to shoot them, according to word received by Game Warden Jack Winslow from Ray C. Steele, U.S. Game and Fur Warden at Portland. Discussion of the question grew out of a recent conviction where a South Elma rancher was fined $180 for shooting 18 pigeons, which, he said, had been taking grain which he had sown in his fields. Mr. Steele said that he had never heard of serious damage to crops by the birds, though some seed might be taken if sown broadcast and not covered over. Regardless of this question, permission never has been given and never will be for shooting birds protected by federal law. And finally, 11 children from Harbor to go to Pullman. Grace Harbor County will have 11 representatives at the second annual Boys and Girls 4-H Club Week to be held at the Washington State College in Pullman June 18th to 22nd. According to an announcement made this morning at the County Extension Office. It was stated that delegates are chosen for good individual work and the help that they have been given to their clubs. Each community that has done credible work during the past year is entitled to a delegate. The delegates selected are Mary Degovich, Axford Prairie Sewing Club, Marguerite Wilkie, Wenuchee Sewing Club, Alan Valentine, Fairview 4-H Club, Earl Nelson, Montesano Boys and Agricultural Club, Homer Mousier, Grace Harbor Calf Club, Marie Criswell, Gerard Creek Canning Club, Elvira Leitnan, Wishkaw Sewing Club, Roy Cox, Elma B. and Poultry Club, and Robert Polson, president of the State 4-H Club. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on June 6, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a hot pepper red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our red car raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.